Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. It's time to go around the league.
All right, Around the League is driven by, there's a sponsor for it, Ramsey Mazda is who is sponsoring Around the League, which is very nice of them. Without a new contract, we start locally. Quinnen Williams won't report for the start of the offseason program. Workouts voluntary until June 13th, the start of mandatory minicamp. The Jets are the only team that didn't re-sign any of its first-rounders from 2012 to 2018 to a second contract. The last one to get an extension was who? Any idea?
Last one to get an extension. What'd you say the dates were?
2012 to 2018.
Oh, I know this.
He went to a Jewish school for college.
Betson Stennett.
No.
Tell me.
Muhammad Wilkerson went to Temple.
Yeah.
Last one to get that extension was Big Mo, picked in 2011. Quinnen is entering the option year of his rookie deal. He's due $9.954 million this season.
Well, they got to pay him.
He's going to get paid. I think it was Rappaport had earlier that they are negotiating a new deal.
Yeah, he's a foundational piece, man. I mean, you see all these other guys getting their money, too. He's going to get paid.
I have zero doubts of that. And you know what? He should. He's an elite player. Two notable Giants will be absent from the start of their team's offseason program today. Saquon Barkley and the Giants' version of Quinnen Williams, Dexter Lawrence. Yep. Both will sit out of OTAs. Barkley has yet to sign the franchise tag he received in March. Lawrence set to miss the start of the Giants' offseason program as he's entering the final year of his rookie deal. Barkley would be guaranteed $10.09 million under the one-year tag, making him the eighth highest paid player at his position alongside the Cowboys' Tony Pollard and Raiders' Josh Jacobs. Barkley can technically negotiate with other teams under his tag, which is non-exclusive. I would welcome any team to do this, but the Giants would have the option to match any offer. Dexter Lawrence received his first Pro Bowl nod last year after recording a career-high 7.5 sacks. Lawrence has a base salary for 2023 of $12.4 million. My understanding is Dexter Lawrence will get a large deal soon.
Right. Dexter Lawrence will get paid. Saquon probably will play on this tag.
That's exactly how it's going to play out. I mean, what choice does Saquon have but to play on the tag?
Oh, it just sucks. I mean, again, it's unfortunately, it's a position. I mean, you heard some of those names. I mean, Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing, and he got franchised.
That's right.
I mean, it's brutal, but it's, again, they offered him an 11.5 during the bye. He said no. He thought he was closer to what Christian McCaffrey was making. And they said, no, we'll get Daniel Jones done, and we'll give you the tag.
I mean, it sucks, but they wanted him. They offered him, 3 years at $12.5 million, and he said no. He should have taken that deal.
Yeah, that's the crappy part, though. I mean, again, I've said that this a couple different times. I mean, when you have a player like Saquon, who is the face of your franchise, who's done, outside of getting hurt too often, he's done everything you've asked him to do. He's a leader in the locker room. You'd like to take care of guys like that, but
in a perfect world, you would, but unfortunately, the running back has the worst situation of any team.
Well, yeah, it's the quickest to translate, but it's also, I mean, it's the longevity of the position is not there. You're afraid you sign someone to a long-term deal, their second deal, a long-term deal, all of a sudden they fall off a cliff and you're stuck with it.
Mm. I mean, Exhibit A, Ezekiel Elliott.
That's a good exhibit.
That's a very good exhibit. DeAndre Hopkins tweeted yesterday, quote, Hopkins doesn't want a raise, signing it with his nickname Nuke. Then the tweet disappeared because Hopkins deleted it. How about that? You know, Rothenberg doesn't like this. DiPietro doesn't like this. But when you're the person writing the tweet, it's kind of strange, no? Refer to yourself in the third person?
A little bit, but I mean, it's not that far from what you did with the whole All-American Ford read. I mean, kind of same thing.
What are you talking about?
Well, Dave doesn't like doing this read.
I didn't refer to myself as Dave.
Dave's not Barney Rubble. How come Dave doesn't have
a problem? I said I. The only issue I have is him calling himself Hopkins, I find to be strange.
It's D-Hop, yep.
But you don't refer to yourself. I mean, when RJ calls you, do you answer the phone? He's like, hey, RJ here? No.
No, but again, I mean, he's not DeAndre Hopkins.
He's not a
superstar wide receiver.
So this means that he'll accept the $19.45 million he's due to make in 2023 and the $14.915 million he's due to make in 2024. Currently, both years are not guaranteed. I don't know whether he tweeted it, put it out there, maybe told people. Did you hear the two teams that he is most intrigued and would like to go to?
Are the Jets one of them?
No.
Are the Giants one of them?
No. Jets is warmer than the Giants.
So this division.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots.
Nope.
Miami.
Nope. I'll give you one more guess.
Buffalo.
That's right. He wants to go to the Buffalo Bills or, I don't think any quarterback.
Kansas City.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
That's right. Dolphins have agreed to terms with free agent receiver chosen Robbie Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I saw this, RJ. Is it chosen Anderson or is it chosen Robbie Anderson?
No, I think it's chosen Anderson.
It's chosen.
No, I know it's chosen, but I thought he kept Robbie Anderson, but it's in fact chosen Anderson?
He's going by chosen Anderson.
I believe he went to Temple as well, didn't he?
He did.
I think that's right.
Look at that. Big Temple day here on around the league. Formerly, he was known as Robbie Anderson. In seven seasons, Anderson has 375 receptions for just shy of 5,000 yards and 29 touchdowns. His only 1,000-yard season came in 2020. Jets made a smart move moving on from Chosen.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Made a smart move moving on from Chosen. By the way, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM, New York. Dalvin Cook's $10.4 million salary remains largely non-guaranteed with the Vikings, so his future is very much in doubt with Minnesota. Of that amount, $2 million became fully guaranteed on March 17th. Earlier this week, GM, I'm not going to say, the Adolfo Mensa, I guess is his name, made it clear that things are decidedly unclear between the Vikings and Cook.
Correct.
Conversations, quote, this is a quote, conversations are always ongoing with him, Adolfo Mensa said. Those constraints are complicated by the investment the team has made in running back Alexander Mattison, who signed a two-year, $7 million deal to remain with the team in lieu of leaving as a free agent. You cannot spend that much money on two running backs.
Probably not, no. Probably not, especially, I mean, what you see with the running back position now. You find good running backs in the draft, later in the draft, and they come in and give you kind of similar production.
That's exactly right. Jalen Carter, and this is the final story. Get back to the Knicks in a moment. Jalen Carter expects to attend the first round of the NFL draft next Thursday, seemingly assuring that Drew Rosenhaus feels good that his client will be a top 10 selection, as Carter expects, given that he's only taken meetings with teams that have picks in, you guessed it, the top 10. That's right. So there you have it.
Yeah, I guess there was some thought but he's not going past the Eagles, so why would you meet with anyone past there?
That would make sense. I hope.
Yeah, I told you when I was getting drafted, I went through all those meetings. At one point, I walked into one of the meetings, and the guy's like, what the hell are you doing here? I was like, I don't know. You're on my schedule. He's like, why? We're not going to.
There was no chance you were going to wind up there?
Yeah, there's no chance we can draft you.
And that, my friends, is around the league, driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. This portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop AllAmericanFord.net. That's AllAmericanFord.net. So we've talked a little Yankees, a little Mets, some Islanders, a little Rangers, Devils, like all of it. We'll do more of the Rangers-Devils tomorrow, obviously. Nets back in action tonight. But obviously the story of the day is the Knicks. And that win on Saturday night was nothing short of sensational. And they grinded it out. And the thing, and I said it earlier and I'll repeat it for people that are just joining us now, that gives me so much promise, Rick, I didn't even think the Knicks played a great game. I think they won that game and many guys, many pieces were kind of subpar there.
Yeah, many pieces were subpar. I mean, Jalen Brunson being in foul trouble and only playing 9 minutes in the first half is not ideal. I mean, 6 points. And then you had quickly scores three. Quentin Grimes wasn't great. R.J. Barrett wasn't great, but, I mean, Josh Hart stepped up in a big way for you. Julius Randle led the way in the first half. But I think as far as what you would point to as keys to the series, one of those big keys was going to be rebounding, right? And the Knicks took care of business on the boards, especially the offensive glass. I mean, they had 7 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter. Bench scoring.
What were the Knicks, plus 13 on the glass in that game?
That's right. And they hit all their free throws, which has been a problem for them all season.
And it was not, yes.
And then their Knicks bench, the Knicks bench with Josh Hart, outscored the Cavs bench 37-14. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. You're not wrong. I mean, I don't think they played, they didn't by any means play their best game. And it got a little dicey there at the end. But as far as like some of the key things that are going to be important in this series, if the Knicks are going to win it, they took advantage of those things. And oh, by the way, too, points off of turnovers, man. I mean, they had 26 points off of Cleveland turnovers.
And what did the Cavs have?
10?
Yeah, that's a big difference.
That's a humongous difference.
It's a big difference. The Knicks played a good game. They did. That's why I was getting so, because they had a comfortable lead with, what, 3-4 minutes to go. And then in typical Knicks fashion, all of a sudden it kind of falls apart. You're like, oh my God, they fell behind. I couldn't believe it. And that if they go on to win this series, that shot from Josh Hart, you might look back and say was the biggest shot of the series.
Of course it was. Of course it was, too. And that's after he got, that's after he turned his ankle.
That's right.
On the Jared Allen putback. And then that dude, the Hartenstein offensive rebound was humongous.
He's terrific.
And then the Randall offensive rebound, that closed the deal. But that's going to happen, though, man. I mean, this is the thing now, is does it suck for us that we have to wait till Tuesday? Yes. Is it good for the Knicks because Julius Randle has that extra day? Absolutely.
But just looking at it from like a league stamp, like it's a joke. It's a joke that you're in Cleveland on Saturday, play the game on Saturday, you have to sit in Cleveland Sunday, Monday. How many times do you watch the Knicks and they have back-to-back or 3 and 4 days during the regular season? All the time, right?
Right, because you're just trying to get in all 82 of those things.
And now you're going to spread it out to the point that you're playing the same team, there's no travel involved, and you're going to play a game on Saturday and a game on Tuesday. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, right. But, it actually works to our benefit, which is nice.
You know what else is absurd? And I don't want to spend a lot of time on it now, but it just popped into my head.
Crush somebody, yeah, boy.
The Mavericks fine?
$750,000.
What a joke.
Comical?
It's a joke.
I think they did the right thing, but that's just, I mean,
yeah, but
I understand why people are pissed, but how they did it was so blatant.
Some poor guy on Shark Tank's really going to miss that money.
Oh, please. Do you know what $750,000 is to Mark Cuban?
Nothing.
Should have taken the protections away. That's what they should have done.
You know what they should? They should have taken the pick away. I'm not even saying it should go to the Knicks. Like in the NFL, right? The Dolphins don't have a pick this year.
Well, yeah, but it's a little bit different, though. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I mean, the real problem is how blatant they were with it.
They lost the game on purpose.
They were in a position where they're like,
oh my God, we're going to win this game. Pull the ripcord. We can't win this game.
Yeah, right. And the league is worried about the integrity of the game and all that other stuff. So that's why they were fine. But in the grand scheme of things, it is in their benefit to have that pick as opposed to giving it away.
All right. So then, I mean, but you saw the Sixers do it for years. It's easy to do. The way they did it was ridiculous.
Right. That's the problem.
That's your issue. My issue is not that they lost the game. My issue is that the way they went about losing the game.
Yeah,
it was almost unforeseen. You've never seen anything like that before.
There was nothing. They weren't trying to hide it.
No.
By any stretch.
Not a little bit. We're winning. Get him out of here. He's hurt.
Right. And then you even had, Jason Kidd was like, this is not my decision.
And Doncic didn't like it either.
Of course not, because you want to compete and try to win.
All right. Let's get to these Knicks calls. 1-800-919-3776. And don't be shy. Don't make me yell at you for not calling Knicks fans. We expect the lines to be full all show long. Marvin in Queens. Good morning, Marv. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
What's going on, bud?
How you doing? Listen, Dave, Rick, I have to tell you, man, I'm African-American, and I got to tell you that you guys are spot on when it comes to talking about Randall and Barrett, okay? Randall doesn't have any mental strong aptitude for the game. If it wasn't for Brunson is his mental cushion. If it wasn't for Brunson, he'd implode. I mean, implode. Yes, he has certain skills, but he doesn't have the mindset to be a champion. If you want to win championships, then Barrett and Randall are not starting players. That's all I'm saying. Barrett to be picked in the third in the first round is insane.
What I don't understand, Marv,
yeah,
and listen, you seem like a very nice man.
Okay, why do well?
Well, great. Why in the world, after they had such a wonderful victory And like we just mentioned, had their first road win game one since 1999. Why is that what you're choosing to call about today? I'm confused by that.
Okay, well, let me ask you. I'm glad that they won. I like where the team is going. But what I'm saying is, like with the other guy that started backing them up, if you have any aspirations of championships, I'm looking into the future.
But Marv, what I don't understand is why. Like, we're not mentioning championship with this team. We'd like to get past Cleveland. So we'll get there in the future, but why is today the day? That's what if you want to call us in August and discuss the future of the Knicks and where they can go and how they can build the appropriate team, that makes sense to me. But why, of all days, is today the day you choose to do this?
Well, Dave, wasn't you criticizing Randall? I heard you talking about Randall, talking about, well, he's this, he's that, he doesn't do this well. I mean, I'm just actually... You taking the lead. I'm just following on what things you said about
Randall. I don't think I was
I spoke highly about
Randall. I wasn't criticizing Randall. The only thing that I was laughing about was that pass that he intercepted going to his teammate that he kind of stepped in front. I didn't say anything negative about Randall.
Well, I'm not saying it's negative if it's true. You know, I mean, sometimes he just goes off and does things willy-nilly, whatnot, you know what I mean? It doesn't seem like he has any great aptitude for the game. That's all I'm saying. I mean, he's not a Barkley or McHale or Karl Malone.
But whoever said, Marv, when did you ever hear that he was Barkley or McHale or any player of that ilk?
I'm not saying that you said this. This is what I'm saying, you know what I mean? But listen, I heard you guys, not overly criticize him, but make certain comments about him, and I was just following up on that. That's all.
All right, but I haven't said that today.
Well, stop. But you said
what do you mean?
It, okay?
But I've been very positive about Randall today. I said nothing
said
negative about the guy.
Poor Marvin is following your lead. You're the Pied Piper.
You're the worst. You know what? You are the worst.
Oh, the Julius Randall hate train. You're a bad guy.
You know what? When's Grasso back?
I'm back tomorrow. How about that?
That'd be great. Right after the biggest Islanders game you've had in a couple of years, you could have Grasso do the show with me tomorrow.
And you'll be doing 7 to 10 at night before you know it.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
No.
Pigeonhole me back in that 7 o'clock.
No. I love you where you're at.
You want Grasso full time?
No, I want you full time. You go, I go. That's how it's working.
Okay. So I'm not going anywhere unless you continue to mistreat me.
No. If you continue to mistreat the callers like poor Marvin, who was trying to make some very good points.
I didn't. How did I explain how I mistreated Marvin?
Because all he was trying to do was make a couple points about Julius Randle, about his basketball IQ, and you jump right down his throat.
Because I don't think today is the day for negativity.
I don't think he was trying to be negative per se. I think he was just pointing out some stuff that he saw that he doesn't like.
It felt very negative.
It was definitely leaning negative, but I mean, I think this is a statement about really where Julius Randle stands in the eyes of Knicks fans.
Right,
in a day where we should be waxing poetic about the fact that the guy's even back and was as good as he was in the first half when Jalen Brunson was not available, we focus on the negative stuff.
But I think you have to give him credit when credit is due. The fact that most players probably wouldn't have been out there. He gutted it out. He played well. He came up with big shots early in the game. He rebounded well. Like, I don't see a lot of negative that you have to pick on for him today.
There is not a lot. There shouldn't be any negative, really. I mean, he had 16 points in the first half, and then he had the game-sealing offensive rebound. So, yeah, I mean, all in all.
First just game care back of business.
First game back after 17 days. Yeah, I think
Brunson was sensational, by the way, down the stretch of that game.
Well, he needed to be, man. I mean, early foul trouble. The guy only played 9 minutes in the first half. We needed him in the second half.
He really was good. Let's go to Shaq. I don't think this is Shaquille O'Neal, though. Shaq in OKC. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Dave and Rick? Huge Knicks win, like you guys just touched on. It wasn't the perfect game. There were definitely some, something left to be desired with RJ Barrett, Quickly, Grimes, but Josh Hart stepped up. And I wanted to defend my boy Julius Randle a little bit. You know, he's been out. You could tell he got gassed towards the end of the game. And every good player in the league has stupid turnovers. I don't think I see one player in the league that has the ball a lot that doesn't make dumb turnovers during a basketball game. So I think we got to cut him some slack. You know, the more you have the ball, the more likely you are to turn the ball over. And, you know, he's kind of used to carrying the team on his back. I think Jalen Brunson being there and closing games now is going to only help him. And the longer he plays with Jalen, I think the better he's going to get at avoiding those turnovers in key situations.
I think here's how, and you're not wrong. You're absolutely right. In having Jalen Brunson, and Dave was talking about this, and we said this a bunch of different times, the kind of recipe that they have to win games now where Julius gets off to the start, gets him going, and then Jalen's there to close the game out. I would say this. The thing that frustrates me the most, having been a professional athlete myself and prone to do some of the same stupid things that Julius Randle does, is kind of having some self-awareness, and rather than trying to do more, do a little bit less. Like, I mean, you talked about Julius Randle getting gassed. So if you know you're getting gassed, the first thought in your mind should be, okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit gassed. Let's do a little bit less so we don't start making stupid turnovers. Instead of trying to do more where I'm taking bad shots, I'm a bull in a china shop and I'm turning balls right over. Like, let's have a better understanding of where we're at.
I think he kind of has to have the realization. You know, 2 years ago, this team was not very good. And no. He carried them, and he did everything, and he led them to where they got to. I think he needs to realize, maybe he is, and maybe he will, there's a lot of talent on this team.
Right. Sometimes less is more, man. The same crap used to happen to me behind the net when I had the puck. I'd be like, okay, no, I can make this play. And then I'd do something stupid, and I'm like, I'd watch the film after. I'm like, dude, leaving the puck for the defenseman right there is just as good as trying to, you know, whatever you thought was going to be the better play. That was the play. Make that play. Like, don't try to be a hero all the time.
Here is Julius Randle, by the way. He said he was tired but able to lean on some of his teammates down the stretch.
You know, that's why we have such a great team, able to lean on the guys. And, you know, JB, Josh, everybody, you know, able to pick each other up. So, you know, I just go out and do my best and let the cars fall where they may, and, you know, just trust the guys. And, you know, it was a great team win.
How'd you feel by Saturday?
Every day I got, like, significantly better. So, you know, I felt like by the time Saturday got here, I would be fine. At first, I didn't think I would.
And how did you prepare yourself to play in Game 1?
I prepared myself mentally for it. I knew it was going to be tough just coming back with my conditioning and stuff like that. But it was a good first win for us. Johnny Bryant put me through the ringer over this past week and really made it tough for me. So he prepared me for this, and, you know, I'm good to go.
You know, it's funny. I was listening, I guess it was Anita's show on Saturday, and she had Begley on, and he said, I don't think he's going to play. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's what I kept hearing from him.
And then Woj said he's going to play. And I was like, okay. So I was really torn on what was going to happen. And then you find out he's going to play, and he did, and he did well.
He did well. It did, too, by the way. And I know we said this a couple times on the show, and I was listening to, I forget what I was listening to, but they were talking about why Donovan Mitchell was going to be so excited to be a Nick. And they mentioned Johnny Bryant. That's like the little secret special sauce is Johnny Bryant.
What's the Patriots guy they have that always protected Belichick?
That's kind of the same deal.
Right?
Right, because this guy
name?
Is...
I can't think of his name.
I know exactly.
Richard Chisiski.
Something Adams, right?
Ernie Adams.
Yeah.
See, we're so good together.
Right, I know. But, like, this guy, I mean, he's the one that has Randall's ear and... He's that trusted confidant.
That's
on the
great.
Coaching staff of these
every
guys.
Team needs it. Let's go to Mike in Sayreville. Good morning, Mike.
Dave and Rick, how you guys doing?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
Good. What a win. As you guys talked about, we've watched sports forever. You lose that game, it's debilitating. Obviously, now game two, all the pressure's on Cleveland. Either we go back home tied 1-1 or up 2-0. But I want to talk about Randle for a second. One part of the game where I really loved, obviously we see his emotion get the best of him sometimes. When he got into it with Allen a little bit and then Mitchell came and shoved him, I loved that Randle just walked away. I mean, yeah, he put his arms up to the crowd, but he walked away. Nothing came out of it. I love that. And I liked how at the end, I don't know if it was because, you know, his ankle was, you know, trying to take it easy or he was tired. But at the end of the game, it looked like he was like, all right, Brunson, it's your game. You take over. You finish this off. I just loved it. I'm pumped. I'm going to game 3 and 4, but what a win. And I just love how they finished it off.
I don't know how you couldn't. And you were nervous down the stretch. How about that play by Mitchell where the ball was loose and he tapped it forward?
Yes.
That was some kind of heads-up play, huh?
Right. And I think what you heard from some of the sound that you played from Julius is, you know, trusting your teammates. And that doesn't just happen, right? I mean, that takes a minute. And now he's actually got guys that he looks at are at his level, right? Jalen Brunson's at his level. Josh Hart is at his level. So he does have, I mean, he has guys, it's not just a bunch of young guys. He has guys that have been in the league, have accomplished stuff that he can lean on to, especially Jalen Brunson, to close games out.
Some nice pieces to this team, really. I think that you love Josh Hart now. The more you watch him in these big moments, the more you're going to love him.
But dude, he's a winning player, man. I don't know how you couldn't love him.
Quickly's only going to get better. You're not going to see that from Quickly again, I wouldn't think.
No, I think, I mean, especially with a couple of early turnovers, that it was maybe just things were moving a little bit fast.
Obi's playing better, too, which is nice to see.
Yeah, he was good. He was really good. Which, again, we always try to do the kind of like, well, this could be a blessing in disguise, because, I mean, you're trying to spin it positive.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Obi was able to step in when Julius missed some time there later in the season and played really well gives him the confidence, and also gives the coaching staff, gives Tibbs confidence to put him in there.
As the athlete of the show,
yep.
How do you think Randall responds physically to the 2 days off into game two tomorrow night?
I think the 2 days is important.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think following day he's probably really sore, and then having that one extra day to just get focused on the treatment, staying off your feet will be huge for him.
Was this the biggest hurdle for him, or is this going to be something that every game it's like, oh God, how's the ankle?
I think the biggest hurdle for him is going to be, God forbid, he takes some kind of funky step or something.
And re-injures?
Yeah, maybe not fully re-injures, but just tweaks it.
A lot of injuries from star players, by the way, huh?
Dude, I mean, if this was a national show, that's what we would open the show up with, was the amount of, I mean, you're talking great players in the NBA.
Well, Tyler Hero's done, right?
Broken hand? He's definitely not going to play in game two. I thought the same thing, and it's like, we'll not play in game two. I was like, well, what does that mean?
RJ just told me 4 to 6 weeks, so he's done.
Okay, he's done. He broke his hand.
So he's done. Giannis got hurt, which is
back, which is terrible.
That's postseason changing for everybody.
Right, and they lose game one. I mean, of course, they're not going to. I mean, Middleton was good, too.
I watched Anthony Davis when he suffered that injury and thought to myself, he's done. He's done.
Because it's Anthony Davis.
But he's always hurt. He's always down. I thought to myself, that's it. This series is over. And then they come back. They play a terrific game. Reeves was awesome yesterday.
How good was Hachimura?
Why do they keep leaving him open?
They kept doubling.
All he did was hit threes, and they kept doubling off of whoever was guarding Hachimura. I did not understand that.
You want to hear the great nickname maybe of all time for Austin Reeves?
Okay.
I saw this last night. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem, that's good. That's good.
That's good.
That's funny. That's good. I like that. How good was he? Did you hear when he was screaming, I'm him?
Yeah, dude, he was great, man. He's got this crazy amount of confidence, too. You can tell why LeBron loves him.
Where did they even get him from?
He's been awesome, dude.
I never even heard of him until he started playing for the Lakers.
It looks like Ja probably's going to play game two. I mean, that series has completely turned.
And I thought, you know who they missed a ton, though? A ton? Steven Adams.
Right. Well, missing those guys in the middle is big, because now it's all on Jaren Jackson.
Who's really good.
Who had a good game.
Really, really good. But I can't, I mean, and I'm sure you're Adam Silver. You're like, oh my God. So now Giannis is hurt. Ja Morant is hurt. Terrible.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I thought that Bucks team was for sure coming out of the East, but now if Giannis, get back. I mean, the fact that he tried to come back into the game and still... And he's a tough guy.
And when do they play game two? Next Sunday?
A week from Thursday. The NBA playoff schedule is wild.
It's awful.
It really is not.
It's dreadful.
I want it every other day.
That's what they should do. You play Saturday, you play Monday, you play Wednesday, you play Friday, you play Sunday. I mean, that's what you should do.
Keep the momentum going.
Oh, it takes these series take. You know when the next game seven will be? April 30th.
Yeah, but can you like... Listen, I mean, the physical part, tough, right? You want the days to recover and everything else. Mental part is probably tougher just because you need to kind of decompress because you're so amped up and the anxiety and the focus and everything else. But, like, who wants the, no offense to Cleveland, but I don't need an extra day off in Cleveland.
But it's not even about that, right? You're right. But the 12 players don't want to spend, you know, two full days in Cleveland. But how about just for the fans, for the scheduling, you get no momentum for a series.
Right. I mean, I totally agree, but I'm just saying, like, as far as the players are concerned, it's like, okay, let's go. Like, you just, again, we got the momentum now. We won game one. Let's go, you know, day off good, but 2 days off. Oof.
Yeah, that's a lot. How good is De'Aaron Fox?
Awesome.
How cool
is that? But hold on for a second.
Yeah.
How crazy is that fan base?
Do you remember when I told you this?
That place is wild. Yeah, but I mean, that place is wild.
But I told you this like 10 days ago, and you guys poo-pooed it. I said that they're insane in Sacramento. Now, I obviously haven't been to the playoffs in a long time. They used to be crazy. Remember those Doug Christie, Chris Webber, Stojakovic, Divac teams? They were nuts.
Yeah, but that place, I mean, the people waiting outside to get in and then after
nuts.
The game, they liked the beam. It was awesome.
I had a very hot, I thought it was a hot take. I said it to RJ and Raymond before, and they're like, that's not crazy. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
If I had to choose and I was starting a team, I would take De'Aaron Fox over Ja Morant.
Ooh.
I think De'Aaron Fox is he's a special player.
Yeah, he's a stud, man. I mean, that's why they shipped out Halliburton. And then no one made a huge deal of bringing in Zubac. That was a humongous deal for them.
He's a really good player.
He's a really good player. And then Malik Monk came in and he was lights out.
Yep. They score a lot. They're a good team.
And you know what the crazy part is, though?
I still think the Warriors win that series, though.
Right, probably. I mean, but that was a big... I mean, that was so important for Sacramento to win that first game at home. But, like, when you watch the NHL regular season, it's good, right? Intensity, there's... I mean, it's a good product.
Sure.
And then you get to the playoffs, and it's ramped up a bit, but it's still... When you watch
It's a different game.
It's night and day.
It's a different game. Hockey has that some of that too, though.
Yeah, some of that, but no, I don't think it's as drastic.
No, and NBA, it's a completely different game.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I feel badly. RJ is suffering from some kind of either an allergy or a cold today.
It's the studio. Second he walks in, done.
Yeah.
He's exactly right.
He might be allergic to Ray's hair product. Maybe.
I only sneeze when I walk in here.
Oh, well, and what's in here when you walk in? Ray's hair product.
Listen, nobody else has this problem.
I don't.
Well, maybe only RJ is allergic to the hair product you use.
I have sexual sneezing, but that's it.
Excuse me?
The post, you know.
No, pre. It's not post. It's pre.
As it's ramping up?
The second it starts ramping up, boom, three sneezes.
They make pills for that?
Every time?
Every single time now.
And you guys think I need therapy?
You make products for those things?
No, I don't. Is there a sneezing product? I don't know.
It's not a sneezing product, but, you know, maybe something you get at the gas station. I don't know.
So every time you guys are starting to get hot and heavy?
Yeah, every time I start getting hot and heavy, boom, sneezes.
Really?
Yeah, three.
Does that kill the mood at all?
Initially, yes, but now it's kind of like it's just over the
God bless you.
I usually just stick my face in the pillow.
Is that what the kids call it?
I try to share with you guys, and this is how you treat
me. I love it. I like the sharing.
It's over. I'm trying to have a serious moment.
It's a condition.
It is?
Check it out. I think it's a condition.
I'm going to have to go to the Google on this. What do I even type in for this?
Yeah, don't type it on a work computer.
Why?
Please. Don't type it here.
Do I really not? Do you think I could get in trouble? No. Sneezing pre.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, no.
Pre what?
Pre-sex, I put in. Here it is. Sexually induced sneezing.
Yep, see?
The person experiences sneezing as a result of sexual thoughts, arousal, or more.
Oh, it can't be thoughts. Rick would be sneezing all day.
Yeah, so that's a lie.
Walk around.
So that's a lie. Yeah.
You're like, I wonder where Rick is in here. Achoo! Achoo! Oh, he's down the hall. It can't be thoughts. You're right.
God bless you.
Muhammad Buddha, and I don't think it's the same guy that started for the Mets yesterday, an otolaryngologist at John Radcliffe Hospital states that sexually induced sneezing may be genetically determined. Ask your parents if they have this. You want me to ask your dad?
No, I don't want you to ask my dad.
Mr. DiPietro, do you also have the, I don't know if Rick has told you, has a sexual induced sneezing issue?
SIS, yeah, no, I'm not talking to him about that.
It may result from the way the central nervous system is wired.
Really?
It could be an autonomic nervous system issue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Checked out, maybe.
Treatment. Nasal decongestants may prevent sexually induced sneezing.
There you go.
So get yourself some Flonase, fire that in there, and away you go.
Yeah, because nothing sets the mood more like, hey, hold on, let me just go grab my Flonase quick.
Well, listen, before if you're the one that starts it, before you start it, you just go to the bathroom, put on a little cologne, take a couple of shots to the nose, and then away you go.
All right, I'll take it under consideration.
I mean, this is what we do.
I got the lube and the Flonase. Perfect.
Both men and women are affected by this phenomenon.
Right. There's a whole group of us.
You should start a support group. Sneezing occurs independently of extremal nasal stimuli or allergens.
Right.
And may occur at any point during a sexual experience, pre or post.
So maybe when RJ sees Raymond's hair, that's what happens.
You know what? And it all comes back to this.
You think it's an arousal?
Yeah, I think you're very sexy and you don't realize it. And you're walking in here in your tight shirts and your well-coiffed hair, and RJ's becoming unknowingly sexually aroused.
Okay, I'll take it. I mean, I guess it's a compliment. I'll go from there.
I think it's very nice. RJ, how do you react to this?
I'm not sure how to react.
Have another banana.
Did you realize at all that all your sneezing is because of you thinking about Ray like that?
I really didn't, but I guess I do now.
And there you have it. All right, let's get back to the calls.
Find out on this program.
That's right. We're an open book, people. Let's go to Victor in Brooklyn. Hi, Victor. You're on 98.7.
Hello?
Hello, Victor.
How you doing? Love the show. I just want to talk about Marv. Marv previously was just talking about, so negative about R.J. Barrett. And, I'm just tired of people just every time either we win or we lose, or if R.J. has 40, they just want to talk how bad or he shot or just in general. And I'm just tired of it. We got the win. Let's just move on. That's it. And also I want to talk about how Mitchell Robinson played great. He didn't post double-double, but he played great. His defense was
crucial. No, both bigs played well.
And,
you're right.
Obi played great as well when he came in for Randall. So, that's all I wanted to get off my chest.
I think you're right. I think it's a good call. I don't understand why today is the day that you have to call Randall didn't do this or Barrett didn't do this. You went in there and you won a game that a lot of people didn't expect you to win. That right there is the end of the sentence. Now, if you come home and you lose games, or R.J. Barrett's bad in game two and you lose because of him, or Randall or whatever, I'm all there with you. But today's not the day for that, in my opinion.
No, I don't think today is the day for that. But maybe it's just people feeling like that fortunate, maybe, to have won game one.
I think they were fortunate to win game one.
Yeah, so, looking at reasons or things that need to improve to make sure that, we give ourselves the best chance to win game two, maybe. Maybe that's the mindset with pointing out some of the negative stuff.
Which team? This is a good question. This could even be a CMT if you want.
I know exactly what this question is going to be.
What is it?
Are you going to point to which teams have the ability to play better in game two? Which guys from each team?
Nope.
Which team has more guys that could play better in game two?
Nope.
Okay, you stumped me.
It was going to be of the teams that lost game one at home.
Oh, it's all the teams.
Which team is in the biggest trouble? Which team is in the least amount of trouble?
Ooh, this is a great question.
Thank
Which
you.
Which team is in the biggest amount of trouble?
So
I would probably say Memphis right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Because if Ja Morant is out, it didn't look great.
How about if Giannis is going to be out?
Although
Hero's a huge loss, too.
Hero's a big loss for them. But you're talking about the Lakers as opposed to the Heat. Now, the Heat are good, but the Heat don't have LeBron and AD.
Correct.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Hachimura was amazing.
Hachimura was great.
And Schroeder's a good player. Lakers built themselves a nice little team there.
Yeah, it was about time. I mean, the only question with them was, did they wait too long?
So what's your answer? So Memphis is clearly your answer, and who's number two? For me, number two?
Cleveland,
yep.
Yeah, Cleveland could be in big trouble, man. I mean, again, I think we talked about this earlier in the show. Who on that team you point to that has the ability or is going to be the one that steps up in game two? Because you know Donovan Mitchell is going to get his because he's that kind of scorer.
Correct.
And you know, I mean, the thing as a Knicks fan you look at is the fact that Quickly only had 3 points and Grimes only had 5 points and R.J. Barrett only had 7 points. And Jalen Brunson only played 9 freaking minutes in the first half, and you still found a way to win. Like, if I would have told you all those things happened going into game one, you would have told me there was no chance that the Knicks win that game.
That's right.
Like, Julius Randle had 16 in the first half. He only had 19 points.
Well, I think he was tired in the second half. I think he really wore down.
Right, I think you're right. But I'm just saying, like, if I listed off all those different things, like, just I gave you those numbers, you'd be like, no, Cleveland wins.
Well, that's my point. At home. That's my point. And I've said this, and there was, you know, Donovan Mitchell, this is the Donovan Mitchell series, and how do you recover from that, and what he's going to do to you, and all those things are true. But my point was, if Mitchell gets his, who's their second guy? And he was terrific in game one, and they still don't score. Who's their second guy?
Well, it's going to have to be, it's going to have to be Garland. It's going to have to be Mobley. Caris LeVert couldn't hit a freaking layup. I mean, he had a couple wide open layups that he missed.
Now you wonder why they have to play good defense and be the number one defensive team in the league, because they can't stop anybody.
They can't. Well, no, they can't. You mean they can't score.
Because they can't score.
Right.
It's a big problem.
It is a big problem. And then on top of that, you talk about the rebounding, bench points, and everything else. I mean, those are where the Knicks are going to have to take advantage in the series.
Let's go to Lewis in Brooklyn. Good morning, Lou.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning. How's everything?
Good. How you doing?
So I wanted to call today because I wanted to talk about the whole Julius Randle feud from this morning. And listen, Julius Randle, he's a great player. You know, he's the leader of the team. But you need somebody like that to keep the tempo. You got R.J. Barrett, you got Josh Hart, Emmanuel Quickly, and, you know, all these guys, they're kids. They love to play. When they're playing, it's a fast game. But when Julius Randle's in, he keeps the tempo. He slows them down so that when it gets later on in the game, they can then play and you know, close out the game. So stop knocking Julius Randle. You know, Jalen Brunson's doing an amazing job. Just let the kids play and let Julius Randle lead the team. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And I don't think you're wrong. I think that when people call in, especially days like today when we should be celebrating a win, I don't think they're trying to go out of their way to be negative. I think part of it is the fear that as good as you feel now because we won game one, you know how quickly it could change. And you're looking at different things that could cost you in this series. And Julius Randle out of control sometimes turning balls over. The couple turnovers we had late in the game, right? The R.J. Barrett turnover, the Brunson, like those are things that could end up costing you. So I think people feel the need to point those things out.
I don't know. I don't understand why after that. That was a great win.
It was a great win.
It was a great win. Why today there would be any negativity if R.J. Barrett doesn't do this or Julius Randle does this, whatever. I don't care. They won the game. They took home court away. I think they're the better team, and I'm excited. And listen, I am not looking ahead by any stretch.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
And now I got to read this. I don't want to do it.
Well, change it. Change the read then.
No, I'm going to read it the way it is. Come on. This is what the sponsor wants. This is what you want. No. This is what everybody wants.
Sponsor wants you happy.
This is the Rick DiPietro show, and in little letters in this side with Dave Rothenberg. That's what this is.
God bless you.
That's what this is.
No, it's the same size. I mean, it's the same size, same font, and you're in the same bin where the picture
is.
I mean,
RJ, what time is it now? What's the name of this beautiful promo we go with now?
That would be Build Rick's Ride.
That's right. Here's your chance to build Rick's Ride, presented by All American Ford. Rev up the ESPN New York app and click on the contest tile to vote on the different vehicle options on Rick's 2023 Ford Bronco. Voting runs through Friday, April 28th, when All American Ford will build Rick's Ride. One voter will randomly... Not, should I just read it the way it says? One voter will randomly selected to join us in VIP at this year's Beach Bash on June 30th and have a chance to win the car. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion, rules, and information. There you go.
What am I clicking on? Tell me again. What?
You click on the contest tile to vote on the different vehicle options.
Okay, I just clicked on it.
You're on the app?
Oh, wow, beautiful.
What are the options? Tell me about the options.
Build Rick's Ride. Yeah. Big picture of me, no
wait,
picture of you.
Is it, well, hang on, I got to go to this app. Wait wait a second. What's the app? I think I might have it. Where are my apps?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Wait, I don't know how to do this. Hang on a second. I have this app. There it is, ESPN New York. All right, what tiles? What's tiles?
Home team?
Where? All the way down. Oh, they buried you good.
Oh, that's tough.
Where is it? I don't see this. Tough. I don't see it.
Press just, contests.
Yeah, just scroll down. Just kind of.
Where is contests?
It's when you
bottom
see
live.
All the way at the bottom.
All at the bottom. Contest, okay?
Yep. Oh, no.
Oh, Build Rick's. Oh, there you are.
I don't want to vote. I'm trying to vote, but I pressed the wrong button. How do I get out of that?
There you are. There you are. Biggest day, huh? You and a big picture, your All-American Ford Auto Group people and beautiful truck.
That's beautiful. Let's make sure we do the right thing now, people. Let's make sure we make this the most beautiful truck you've ever seen in your life.
Enter to win. Here's your chance to build Rick's Ride, presented by All-American Ford. Vote on the different vehicle options for Rick DiPietro's 2023 Ford Bronco voting runs. Oh, my God.
This is beautiful. I mean, some beautiful options.
I am disgusted.
I mean, how nice is this?
So we start with the wrap, the rims, the interior.
I mean, this is
subwoofer.
Right. Look at. I mean, you get accessories.
You can have a folding table.
Yeah, let's not do it. We don't need the. I don't think we need the folding tailgate.
I think they should vote for the folding table.
Stop.
No,
stop.
I think that's
what's wrong with
that's
you.
That's the one that makes it really pop.
You wouldn't even know what to do with the folding table.
Sure, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Put meats and cheeses on there.
You don't have a charcuterie board on your fold out.
Why not?
Well, what do you want to do that for? You don't want to have meat and cheese
on that.
Because you
get hungry. At a tailgate, you get hungry. I mean, tell you right really off that thing.
The definition of the tailgate, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what the problem is that the Bronco is too much for you. You couldn't handle it.
Probably not. I'm going to vote.
No, you got to put all your info in.
Oh, do you? I don't want them to know my contact.
What would you vote for? What color wrap?
Let me look at these wraps here. Expand this. So I got the satin rushing riptide.
Yeah.
Purple. Satin carmine red. Why does Carmine's name get mentioned in that?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Satin dark gray or Ooh. The black. Satin black. I think I'd go with the dark gray or the red.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It certainly wouldn't be the purple.
No, but what if they had a beautiful, like, Giants blue?
That would be nice. Whatever. I hope you get a ticket in this thing.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Why do you say stuff like that?
Because I say what I mean.
No, because you say stuff, and you. I mean, it's happened to me. You're like, I hope you stub your toe. 2 days later, boom, broken toe.
That's
I mean,
right.
Why can't you just keep your mouth shut? You didn't say any nasty stuff like this to Grasso.
Well, because Grasso, he didn't get things over me. I wasn't belittled on the show when Grasso was here.
Right, because you don't feel like Grasso's your equal, that's why.
All right, let me just tell you this now, RJ, Raymond, Richard, all of you people, I'm done with these reads. You can give Rick...
No, you're not.
Oh, 100%. There is no way I'm doing this read tomorrow. You can do it.
I can't believe your picture's not even on the promo.
Why wouldn't my picture be on the promo?
It's all about you.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about you. You are the show.
Yeah, but I'm driving the show's vehicle, though.
Yeah,
right?
But we're giving it away on this show.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. This is not. I don't think you can blame me for this. I think this is the sales department that takes the hit for this one.
Whatever.
Maybe if you weren't so nasty on the sales call.
I wasn't nasty on the. You know what? I'm done. Let's go to the next calls because I am done with you. I'm done with everyone. But I would like to talk to DJ in Staten Island. Good morning, DJ.
Dave, Ricky, it's been a long time since I called in, man. How are you guys?
We're good. Welcome back, DJ.
But I'm back now for good in New York. That kind of sucks when you say it like that. But I just want to talk about this series. I actually agree with Ricky. Dave, I don't think that the Knicks are in a bad predicament. At least from when I
when did I say the Knicks are in a bad predicament?
No, not you. But I think the feeling for most people outside of New York is that the Knicks can't withstand Donovan Mitchell. I actually disagree. I think if Donovan Mitchell goes for 50 and everybody else stays at 10, I mean, both of the big guys, Mobley and Jared Allen, both had like double figures, and it was kind of irrelevant. It didn't even feel like they were getting in that game. So I'm cool. You know what's funny, guys? Isaac Okoro is the best defender that the Cleveland Cavaliers have, but because he can't shoot to save his life, there's no reason why he can play in this series. It's basically like 5-on-4 basketball. It's very identical to how we were 2 years ago with that Julius Randle team. So Donovan Mitchell could go for 50, and I'm okay with that, as long as everybody else gets shut down.
That's right.
And this was probably the worst game for all the kids besides Obi Toppin.
What do they always say? Thanks, Nicole, DJ. Rick, what do they always say? Like, the role players play better where?
At home.
Yeah, exactly. And you know they will. Can you imagine what it's going to be like Friday night? The frenetic energy.
Friday night. How about, Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, so we have all these days off, and then they go Friday night 8:30, and then Sunday at 1, right?
Yeah, of course. you know why, though. I mean, you know why, though.
I know why, but it's ridiculous.
I know. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
I know you love them. I like them, too. Jose in Brooklyn. Hi, Jose.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, Jose.
Oh, then I'm great. I'm glad to hear that, because I'm doing fantastic with the Knicks win. I'm not too. Could I be overly critical? Yes, but I really am not. You know, because of the fact that we stole one from the Cavaliers, which was a team that was supposed to be so much better than us because they made the trade, and now it looks like we can actually walk away with the upset. My point about R.J. Barrett, and I know that he didn't really have his best game and pretty much got benched towards the end. My thing is with him was he did make a couple of decent plays. He did lead the team with assists, but he definitely got to get a little bit better from my expectation standpoint. But I still think that it's still a long process. It's still a long process because at the end of the day, if we switch draft statuses, we're not really overly killing him.
Again, I don't know why today would be the day to have the negativity. No, RJ was not great. RJ didn't close down the stretch, but RJ hasn't closed down the stretch. He's not in your final 8-minute lineup, right?
No, he's not. I mean, he's not a guy that Tibbs currently trusts in that moment.
And I don't blame him.
And that's mostly because of the defense, I think.
I think it's all of it.
That's quickly Hart and Grimes. It's better defensively. Or quickly Hart and Brunson.
How many guys do you trust at the Knicks play?
How many guys do I trust? In terms of what?
Just that they're on the court now. Like, where does it stop? Where you're like, I don't love to see that guy in the game.
I don't think there's...
Like, you trust quickly. You trust top, and you like seeing him play, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any. I mean, since they've trimmed down the rotation.
Of this team, it's very impressive.
Yeah, but again, it's because guys have like Quickly's taken that next step, and I'm sure Quentin Grimes will be better in game two. But he's come a long way this season. So yeah, you're right. And you saw the result. I mean, you saw what the bench did. I mean, 37-14. That's a big difference.
But it would make sense that Quickly and Grimes and some of the younger guys struggled in game one on the road.
Yes, absolutely.
And then to still win that game is pretty darn impressive.
On the road, game one, hostile environment. But not only that, though. Forget that those guys struggled. Your two best players, one having missed 17 days, comes out 16 points in the first half, but after that scored 3 points. He had 19 points in the game. Jalen Brunson played 9 minutes and only scored 6 points. That's it. And you still found a way to win. It's impressive. It really is.
It's awesome. It's awesome that we sit here up 1-0. You could take an absolute stranglehold on the series tomorrow. A game, of course, you can hear right here on 98.7 ESPN. So, Raymond, what do we have? We have Knicks on 98.7, Rangers on 1050 tomorrow?
Yeah, Tuesday. That's the only day that it's going to be, though. Every other game, is free to itself. So everything else will be on 98.
So this is the only overlap between the Rangers and the Knicks.
Correct.
I got to be honest. I don't like it at all.
Why don't you like it?
It's a lot.
What do you mean, why don't I like it? Because I don't like two teams that I love playing at the same time in huge, meaningful games.
I'm just grateful it only happens the one time.
Are you going to be in Jersey at the game?
Figuring that part out still. Figuring that out.
That would be nice for you, Raymond. You just, nice quick drive.
Yeah, but a true fan would want to be in studio where you could consume both games.
What makes you think I won't be able to consume both even if I was in
New York?
Why couldn't
you watch the Knicks game in New Jersey?
On a little TV?
There's options.
He's got an iPad. He's not too cheap to buy an iPad.
I'm not cheap either. Buy bananas every day for you guys.
Right, they have 50 cents.
So? It adds up.
Raymond's got a...
That's $2.50 a week. That's $10 a month. It's $120 a year. I'm spending $120 a year on bananas for you guys.
Stop it. Again, because you want to keep us our potassium up.
That's right.
Smart. It's an investment in the show. Raymond is a stinky droid guy, and yet he has all the other Apple
products.
With the iPad. Yeah, all of them. Why?
You'd have to ask him.
I like this phone better.
No, have you ever had an iPhone?
No, but everyone I know has had one.
And why do you think that is?
And I've messed around with them. I've tried and I don't like the iPhone. I'm happy with what I have.
You just don't know what you're missing.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.